It's July. What's happening in the natural world? Here, live in the studio with us, are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac, to tell us what's been happening in this wonderfully wet spring that we've had going into this warm July. Welcome, Ruth Carol and Steve Jones.
Good morning.
Well, who wants to start by telling me what's happening in the natural world?
Well, we have had an amazingly mild spring here in up along the Front Range. It's been about 4 degrees wetter than average, but it isn't so much the moisture. We just haven't had any violent weather we're supposed to have in the spring. You know, it's supposed to be 95 degrees one day and 25 degrees the next with snow, and it's just been mild from February through June, and we're having one of the best butterfly years we've ever had as a result.
Butterflies, they're those little fluttery orange things that we
see. That's right. That's where you. That's what they are.
But they can also be blue. In fact, there are a lot of little blues, little tiny butterflies that are puddling in all these mud puddles that have been left by the rains.
So we're seeing more blue butterflies as well.
And the ones people are really talking about are the swallowtails. The largest butterfly in Colorado is the two-tailed swallowtail. It's about 5.5 inches across, and it's bright yellow with narrow black stripes, and everyone is saying they're seeing swallowtails in their gardens.
You know, I saw some swallowtails yesterday when we were hiking up to the Royal Arch.
Were they yellow or were they white and black?
They looked like they were more yellow.
Yeah, there's also white and black ones, which people mistakenly call zebra swallowtails, but they're actually pale swallowtails. We actually have six species of swallowtail here along the Front Range foothills. The other thing that's happening this spring and early summer is we're having an influx of southern butterflies, pipevine swallowtails, and gulf fritillaries. So it must have been a really good year, a good spring in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico as well.
And yesterday I saw the first monarch butterfly of the year for me.
So the monarch butterflies that have been migrating up from Mexico and laying eggs along the way, there's finally some either probably hatching. Some of the hatchlings have made their way up here now.
That's what I think, and I'm going to start checking our milkweeds for caterpillars.
Well, what else has been happening because of this spring where we had so much rain, so much more than we usually have? How much more, Steve Jones, have we had this year?
Well, as I said, in Boulder, it's been about 4 inches above average. Denver doesn't really have official statistics for Denver proper. What you get is the airport, which has actually been drier than average. But most of the Front Range has been moist. I was in the Pawnee grasslands with a class just 10 days ago, and we saw prairie turnips everywhere. The grasses were almost knee-high in the Pawnee, very green. But prairie turnip is considered the most sacred of all the prairie plants to Plains Indian peoples because it was a staple food. And it's something we rarely see in eastern Colorado. It's something I associate with western Nebraska and western Kansas. So there's just a lushness. I would really recommend people get up to the Pawnee grasslands in the next week or so to see the wildflowers and all the greenery.
And I'd recommend they get up to the tundra because right now is the time the forget-me-nots, the alpine forget-me-nots, and the fairy primrose should be reaching their peak bloom. And you may find some snowbanks along the trail, but once you get above timberline, there'll be a wildflower carpet spread out.
So a wildflower carpet, beautiful butterflies, all of that is possible in spring this year. We have about 10 seconds. Anything else we should know?
Well, enjoy the early summer. That's all I can say.
Thank you again, Ruth Carroll and Steve Jones, for joining us for this beautiful spring and summer that's happening.
Thank you.